I talk a little bit about what's happening with our president-elect and stocks. And to do that, let's talk to our expert. It's Bill Roller at BR Capital. Good morning, Bill.
Well, good morning. The sun is shining somewhere, but not up here in Vancouver. Markets are down a little bit, not too bad, but certainly seen a big move up last couple of days after the election.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this is what I wanted to talk to you a little bit about. During the coverage on Tuesday night, I heard that they were like, well, if the stock market opened right now, down 800 points. That's a record. And I'm like, why would... Okay, first of all, how would that happen?
Well, what they were saying is they're looking at the Dow futures. And the futures market, we're bouncing around a little bit. And mainly was the implied volatility went way up because of the uncertainty over the election. And then people had a chance to think about it. And when the markets actually did open, they opened up.
How much did they open up, actually?
They're up, I remember, about 260 points on Wednesday morning. And it's kind of interesting seeing what was pushing that up. A lot of that, and certainly yesterday, is due to the financials. J.P. Morgan had a big move up. They were the biggest mover in the Dow yesterday. And what the market's saying is Dodd-Frank is going away. So a lot of that regulatory burden on the financials will be lessened at some point. However, the author of Dodd-Frank and the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, Elizabeth Warren, has sworn that it's going to stay in place, but we'll see how that plays out with a Republican White House, House of Representatives, and Senate.
Now, you would think, because we know who the president-elect is, but there's still uncertainty as to what all the agencies are going to do, like you just mentioned. You know, are they going to raise the rates? Are they going to... change things around on how they do it. Wouldn't the market react to that as well?
Well, certainly. As we said before, markets are a discounting mechanism. So the view of the future is reflected in the present. And to a certain extent, Donald Trump, his policy stuff has been kind of all over the map. But certainly as it's got closer to the election, he's been a little bit more definite. And also never forget that personnel is policy. So some of the names that are being floated and things that they've written over the years are giving the market cues about which way it's going to go. One example is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have had huge moves up last couple of days, up more than 40%. And because Donald Trump has called for privatization of those two. And so people who have written, hey, we should privatize these things, they're now in his circle of advisors. So that's influencing the move.
And not to mention the people he's thinking about putting in place of those huge steps like Homeland Security and things like that, right?
Well, yeah, Homeland Security. I was listening to one thing about...
Treasury Director.
Yeah, and Environmental Protection Agency.
Yeah, that too.
Had a huge influence on regulation.
Why do they have that one? I mean, shouldn't we have just the one for the federal and get rid of the ones in the state?
You're talking about Environmental Protection
Director? Yeah.
Well, don't forget, that provides more jobs. You know, it's why, you know, certainly you've heard of OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. You know, there's an OSHA in Oregon. There's Cal OSHA, which is famous for being more restrictive. It's just in a lot of ways, you know, states think they can add a little more regulation on top of it, and somehow good things will happen.
So let's jump around the world now. I guess Putin is reaching out from Russia and saying he's willing to work with the United States. How is that going to affect the world market?
Well, it's potentially a good thing. It really depends. One of the names being floated for Secretary of State is John Bolton, mm-hmm. who's been was a ambassador to the United Nations.
Great guy, by the way.
I've heard that under the Bush administration. So I think you're going to see a lot more muscular foreign policy. And don't forget, you know, Putin's Russian,
right.
Obvious, but he admires strength and he admires chutzpah. And in a lot of ways, he's been pushing against the U.S. just to kind of get a reaction, which he has not gotten from Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State, and certainly not from Obama. And so, you know, he admires Trump pulling off a giant upset against people he did not respect.
Yeah, basically putting the middle finger to everybody, including his own party.
Yeah, and so to the extent that that Trump and Putin are cut from the same cloth, and I'm not saying Trump's a communist, but, you know, masculine kind of foreign policy or you know, an aggressive foreign policy, it seems like he'll respect that.
How about in the last 10 seconds here, your thoughts on what might happen in the Middle East?
Well, hopefully there's going to be some improvement there, but, you know, the other side of it is he may just cordon it off, or Donald Trump may just say, cordon it off and say, you know what, you guys need to figure it out and work it out, you know, which, and then cut back on the Muslim immigration. Because, I mean, his whole point is, hey, we've been importing the problems of the Middle East here without vetting Muslim refugees.
He's Bill Roller from BR Capital in Vancouver. And your phone number real quick?
Still 800-562-7096, brcapitalinc.com.
Thank you so much, Bill Roller. It is 728. This is the Westside Morning Report.